This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Again, Kylie Kardashian's pregnant. That's what we should be focused on.
Jenner.
All right, Kylie.
Whatever. Get it right.
You're right.
Fake news.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Stop spinning a narrative.
It just comes out as ka-ka-ka-ka so easily. Ka-ka. It just ka-ka's out your mouth. Kylie Jenner. Pregnant with the baby of Travis Scott, who is in full regret mode, I guarantee it. Nothing worse than knocking up a 20-year-old, no matter how hot and rich he is.
Who's Travis Scott again?
He's a rapper no one's ever heard of.
Talented.
Got millions.
It's a regular name.
Yeah, he was on Ballers. He's one of Kanye's proteges. He was on Ballers, and I'm like, there's that guy banging Kylie Jenner. And I'm like, he's got no money. But he's like, damn. Like, what happened, Travis? Lost another million. And I'm like, you have $1 million? Let alone another?
On Ballers, he did.
Based on what? Yeah, but that's the perception we have of Travis Scott. He's got millions.
How? He's no Birdman.
No, and I'm not. Birdman's at least been around for a while, though, anyway, that's the big news. That's the real story.
Big news is the Steelers suck.
Yeah, there you go. See,
they're all assholes.
That's it. Get back to it, buddy. Get back to it. Start rubbing it in. You deserve it.
They don't like our country, and they suck at football.
See, now here's Eric just perpetuating the story, knowing what's right and wrong.
Narratives.
Knowing what's right and wrong.
Screw it. Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, you might as well.
That's true.
Jump
get
into
out
the,
in front of it.
Jump into the pot of stupid, man. And another picture, we were just in this, again, Bruce, who's a very educated, probably not. Bruce Olson works here.
No,
I'll just
he's
say, I'll
got
just say
an
Bruce
education.
Works here. It's Montana.
It doesn't care.
He came in and he said, I did like that Alejandro Villanueva stood out there by himself. Again, fake story, and I hate to sound like Trump.
Well, I brought that up because
I didn't
know. But
it's wrong, and Bruce said it. I liked thing. That he was by himself. Yeah. Like, he was not by himself. He was about 8 feet ahead of his team standing in the tunnel. The picture on Twitter, on the NFL Network and all the other things,
zoomed
are
in on
angled camera zoomed in on him, so you don't see.
It makes
the
it look like he made his way
he's
out
in the
of the
tunnel.
Clubhouse by himself.
Yeah. They found
screw
him.
These guys
yeah.
are going exactly. out to put my hand exactly. on my heart.
You
it's all me.
Stop
they
me.
Found him, and they put the camera on him. The team's right behind him in the tunnel, not behind him metaphorically,
waiting
just physically
to
behind
up
him.
So they can run out.
No one was on the field. He's an Army Ranger. He has every right to put his hand on his heart. Hayward from Ohio State has his hand on his heart standing in the tunnel. But it's a harder sell when one guy's a ranger and one guy is black. And it's not as easy to sell that to, you know, the American flag waver, and then you sell it to the other side. They've got two sides to sell to.
And then the one problem with this is, like, everybody's watching their team's game, so not everybody's seeing
right.
their game. Because it's buried on all the Sunday stuff.
So, right. Oh, yeah.
So you're not getting all the correct stories.
As a Steeler fan, people think I'm just defending them. I'm not. This could be any team.
I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah,
we beat the Steelers, and I'm very happy with that. But I've spent all night defending the Steelers.
Because it's weird that it's just so wrong. Like, it's so misreported. It's poorly done. It's just a bad job.
Well, they do the same thing next week.
All the teams do it. Like, just say, if we can't be united, let's just sit in the locker room. Let the fans have an anthem.
But Goodell's got to change some things with the national
doing
TV and
oh,
all that.
Stop. We can't stop talking.
Be out there.
Look at this. It just keeps sneaking back in.
It's frustrating, man.
All right. It's time for hashtag stupid. Tomorrow, Christopher Titus is going to join us because he wants to premiere his movie. A nice little escapism of political incorrectness over at the Tempe
Improv. Will he have the right day?
Yeah, we don't know. Well, that's the thing.
Will he still hate Toledo?
He hates Toledo so much. We're going to get into that with him tomorrow when he gets here. I'm not even going to talk about his movie tomorrow. We'll do that right now. It's at the Tempe Improv. If you want to go, we'll put it on our Facebook and go to tempeimprov.com. And you can go see Titus's movie. It's $20 to get in because it's all for charity. He's doing a charity event. He likes to do that. He's done it for us before. He did the Granite Reef Hot Shots. We raised $19,000, which was kind of a little karmic thing. When he came out and did a free show for us there. So in an effort to continue, and Christopher likes to do this. This is a side project, nice little charity event he's got going on. Would like to premiere his movie here for you guys because he likes us in Phoenix so much. So he's going to fly in tomorrow, and it'll be great to see everybody. Then a little Q&A after the movie with Titus. Here's the fun part. You don't have to like the movie. It's not mandate. It's a movie. So I highly encourage critics of all types, comedians. I got a bunch of comics that want to go there and quiz Titus afterwards. That's going to be awful. They're going to be, the questions are going to be hilariously bad. Because how did you get your start? What would you recommend for a guy like me? I have a screenplay. Oh, this is going to be good stuff. So Titus will do a little Q&A, and you can tell him if you liked it or if you didn't. Go see the movie, but it's all for a good cause. Just have a little party with Christopher Titus tomorrow at the Tempe Improv and see if the movie's any good. And maybe it'll be our nice little escapism there, too. Maybe it'll be fun. It's a group of mentally challenged individuals hired on by the Los Angeles Police Department because the government has made it so you have to hire special needs people in every area, including the police. So he's got
midgets. I'm going to raise my hand and ask a question about what he thinks about kneeling.
And the kneeling at the anthem. What did you think? What do you think happened there? What's your position on kneeling?
Keep going back to that until he answers.
You didn't really answer my question, Professor. Let's keep that up.
There's a room killer.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about something fun, like abortion. Something we're all kind of more united on.
Are we?
Yes, completely. Yep. Everybody's kind of like, give or take. I don't know. It used to be the hot button. Now it doesn't seem to bother anybody. That and the anthem. Those are the two most dividing problems in our country. I don't understand any of it. Either way, tomorrow, Special Unit is the name of the movie. And it's about mentally challenged people fighting crime. You got a midget. You got a handicap. You got a retarded one. You got autistic.
I wonder how many times they had to go back, you know, and think about editing the scene because, oh man, can we get lit up?
That's the point. That's the point of it. That's what we asked him that time. I'm like, did you? And he goes, no. Every time I felt like I had to edit something out, I kept it in on purpose because that was the point of the movie. It's supposed to be politically incorrect.
Actually, maybe there's a nice opening to do whatever the hell you want right now because everybody's really preoccupied with this anthem.
Good point. Make your hate bashing movie right now. Oh, have you guys seen this? Me and Winston went back and forth on this last night. The troll boxer. You guys familiar with him? I got to get his name real quick.
Like a legitimate boxer?
No, I wouldn't say legitimate.
When you say troll.
He's an internet troll champion, Charlie Zelenoff.
Oh, okay. No.
Charlie Zelenoff has been going into LA Fitnesses and TRXs and stuff and challenging people to boxing, like big guys, like the biggest guy in the thing. And he goes into these, and he's an internet sensation. He's 147-0 because he only posts these videos where he walks in and says, you want to box with me? And the big giant guy's like, sure, you want to do a little light sparring? Locker room, whatever. So these guys will put these gloves on. And then he sucker punches, like, just normal people. And they're like, what's going on? And he goes, you done? He's like, I thought we were just going to spar. You done or not? He goes, yeah, I don't want to get hit anymore. 1-0. And he walks out of the room. And he's literally beating these. So he got.
That'll change.
It already has. Deontay Wilder, some of the stuff he was doing, like he was getting really racial.
Yeah.
And he harassed heavyweight Deontay Wilder to the point where he started making fun of his kids. I'm going to duct tape your daughter's mouth closed. Deontay flies out to Los Angeles and says, you want to go? Let's go. And the guy bravely puts the gloves on. And Deontay Wilder beats the crap out of him. Two punches he lays down. I quit. And he doesn't count that as a loss. And now some 16-year-old kid he challenged just whips his ass. Finally. But, I mean, it took a long time. He's got a ton of fights on his website. You want to get angry about something that's legitimately going to make you mad for a good reason? YouTube search Charlie. It's Zelenoff. Z-E-L-E-N-O-F-F. It will piss you off to the point where you want to fly to Los Angeles and take a swing at this guy. He's a scrawny little kid. He's got good punches, though. And they're sloppy, but he's hitting people when they're not looking.
And the purpose behind his deal is
to be the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally walks up to a guy's like, "Yeah, I'll spar with you." And big guys will go, and then he just pummels them when they're just first getting their glove. Like they'll adjust their gloves and then kind of adjust their hands, and three punches hit him. Like, whoa! He goes, "I thought you wanted to fight." And this kid is one of the most abhorrent human beings on the planet. And this is the one where he was. You can't play the call to Deontay Wilder because it's just filled with the N-word. He's calling him the N-word the whole time. And at first, I'm like, oh, this is set up until you see Deontay hit him a couple times. You're like, no. Deontay Wilder's putting his life on the like.
Why does he have a flip phone?
I have no idea. This is 2009. And then it took him that long to finally lose a fight to a person he picked on. He's like the world's biggest internet bully. But Deontay comes in. He goes, you want to go? And he ran out of the ring. And you can't really play it because it's just filled with cusses. Watch this. While he's down, Deontay's taking these hammer shots at him. And he throws another one in a minute. But this kid is horrible. So Google him, Charlie Zelenoff. Winston and I watched probably an hour and a half of him just beating up regular Joes at LA Fitnesses.
Well, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see him getting killed by Deontay Wilder.
Deontay took too, but he hides from it. Yeah.
I want to see how he beats regular Joes.
Yeah, because now we feel sorry for him.
Yeah. Do you really?
I want to see the sucker punches.
I'm just seeing this guy, this troll, get destroyed.
Yeah. I got to give him credit for standing in there. Watch this. There's one more coming. If this next uppercut hits him, I think this is it. If this next uppercut hits him, it kills him. He just missed it. Because he's laying on the ground. Well, you got to see the ones where he's beating up all these poor old men. Like, sure, I'll spar. And he thinks he's in a boxing thing. And then he just ran from him the whole time. Yeah, get off the Deontay one and show him the regular stuff. Just go to Troll Champion. And he goes into these LA Fitnesses. You know the little boxing room where people be like, hey, you want to spar a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, sure, that'd be fun. And then he just, like, this is just some guy who agreed to do it after a little fitness class.
Checking like, himself on the mirror, I look good.
Sure, and you know, he's not really that good. You've seen the people. He just beats the tar out of them. And they'll have their backs turned and stuff. You've got to see all the rest of these, but that wasn't even a very good one. But he's got like, and now all of a sudden, Toledo's on training to look good naked. I'm not sure.
No, this is the,
that's my site.
Here, I'll send you the video that matters. But yeah, Charlie Zelenoff. Google it. It's an all-day search. It's a lot of fun. And there's a good one. This poor guy might be a little retarded. What happened there, Toledo? What is that noise?
I don't know.
That's him still getting ready.
Anyway.
We'll do it on our own.
Yeah, we'll do it on our own because Toledo's not. He's struggling with this. Try this one.
This is the same one.
Oh, that's the same thing.
The only ones that are there. Got losses.
Oh, there you go. That's mine.
Toledo's bad at you,
too. I don't know what you're doing there, Toledo. But it's Charlie Zelenoff. Just Google it. That'll make it. If you want to get mad at something for real, that's the one to get mad at.
Doesn't look like he's sucker punching people.
Because Toledo's not finding any of them. This is the 16-year-old that finally beats him up. So he's found the only two where he's lost out of the 150 times he's beat him up. I'll get the video together and we'll get it on there. But yeah, this kid's horrible. Zelenoff. Google it. He's the world's biggest internet troll because he actually is physical with
people. That kid's 16?
That kid's 16 years old.
It's MMA, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
He's 16 years old. And that guy just got done beating up like four guys in the gym. You got to Google him. He's crazy. Toledo, thanks for finding the best possible representation of Charlie Zelenoff finally getting beaten up. He's been awake all night long. We're going to miss the Guadalupe replay. We've run long today. So we got the What Would Brady Do coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.